Customers ready for salon services as Georgia begins first phase of reopening. By Hannah Blow on April 24, 2020. Georgia residents are lining up for salon services as the state begins to reopen, local news outlets reported Friday. For Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, businesses like fitness centers, gyms, nail salons, hair salons, body art studios, could begin reopening on Friday, but with certain restrictions, requiring the facilities to abide by the minimum basic operations. According to AJC, lines started early as businesses opened their doors on Friday. At Peachtree Battle Barber Shop in Buckhead, customers waited in line shortly after 7 a.m., Channel 2 Action News reported. Matt Maddox was one of those customers later Friday morning. "I certainly don't want to spread it to anyone, so I've got a mask, but I'm not really concerned," Maddox said. "If you're cutting hair or you're a waiter, you haven't been working. So it helps get the economy started again." Studio 151 in Dallas also reopened on Friday, kicking off its first appointment at 6:30 a.m. ET. The salon outlined a list of what to expect as the new normal takes shape in a Facebook post on Thursday. The new protocols include client temperature checks, masks for employees, and the removal of magazines. The salon also said it is installing an air purifier as well that has the UV light to kill off bacteria and viruses and such. "This will be an added protection against these and add a purer air for all to breathe by reducing fumes and sprays from the air," the Facebook post reads. Not all business owners opened their doors on Friday. Diane Fall, owner of Maxim Barbers in Decatur, Georgia, told CNBC's Squawk Box on Thursday that her business was not ready to open by Friday, citing the difficulty of finding the items needed to abide by the minimum basic operations. "Yesterday I went on the internet just looking for capes because they're saying you have to use one cape for each client. I looked for disposable capes. There's nothing out there," Fall said. "You have to have an infrared thermometer to take the temperature of your employees and each client who walks in the door. This can't happen overnight," she continued, adding that many businesses are waiting until at least May 1st to reopen. Kemp signed an executive order Thursday night, providing guidance on reviving a healthy Georgia in response to COVID-19. The order outlined the requirements for restaurants to resume dine-in services. Those requirements include limiting party size to 6 people per table, requiring employees to wear masks, and closing buffets and salad bars.